This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
911, what is your emergency?
Very horrific crime.
Once upon a crime.
Another week and another crime being dissected on Mamma Mia's True Crime Conversations. We should say ranked number 14 in the Australian podcast ranker just last week. So well done to the team, which includes Emma Gillespie, the host. She joins us to unpack a crime that Cliffo just went,
yeah,
this is a good one. Morning, Emma.
Good morning, guys. This is a good one.
I feel like this is a crime that has elements of everything.
Yeah.
To sort of, you know, makes a drama. Who are we talking about this week?
So this week on the podcast, we're talking about the murder of a woman called Janet Fisicaro, who was pushed off a 54-metre cliff by her husband, Des Campbell, pretty much so he could claim her estate. He was known as a gold digger, a love rat. He was having multiple affairs. Really seedy kind of a guy. Really tragic story for Janet's family. But, lots of pieces to a very bizarre puzzle in this one.
And so you unpacked a bit of his, you know, dirty laundry there, the things that he was known for. But professionally, he was actually a cop at one point, wasn't he?
Yes. So Des was a police officer in Australia, in Victoria. He basically had some suspicious behaviour. He wasn't super trusted by his colleagues, but it all came to a head when there was a dodgy insurance claim. He got booted off the force. Then he went to the UK and he became a cop in Surrey in England. And in England, when he was a cop, he ended up having an affair with his colleague's wife. Oh, she left the husband for Des, moved to Australia with him. And once he realized that she wasn't going to get the money out of the divorce settlement that he thought she was going to get, he gave her the flick and sent her back to the UK.
Oh, my God. So this crime obviously has the motive because he,
he
got what he wanted. He was money hungry and was found guilty of murdering his wife to get to that. Was it a pretty clear-cut guilty verdict or was it a bit hazy?
It was all circumstantial evidence. So it did take 6 years to actually get that guilty verdict, even though from the get-go police knew that it was a suspicious situation. He had said that Janet had sort of gone out. They were camping at the Royal National Park south of Sydney, that she'd gone out in the night to go to the bathroom and that somehow she had slipped and fallen from the face of this cliff. But investigators knew from sort of the markings on the dirt, various branches, that it was not an accident, that there wasn't sort of that struggle where you fall, that she had been pushed, but they were not able to prove it alone immediately. The family of Janet Fisicaro hated Des from the get-go. They knew that it was him as well. He didn't even go to her funeral. He skipped out of town because he already had shacked up with another woman by that point. So all of the signs are there. It just sadly did take a long time to build that circumstantial evidence and get him in front of a court. But in 2010, he was found guilty and sentenced to 30 years.
That is a long time for Janet's family. I'm glad they finally got the closure. And it must be particularly good for the Australian cops to put away a dirty cop like that who's been doing the dodgy. So you're right, Cliffo. This case has a bit of everything.
Yeah. He was stupid. is this true? I'm just reading here. He was stupid enough to go on a luxury holiday a week after his... He became a widower.
As if he didn't think people would think that was a bit strange.
In Townsville, in Queensland. Yeah. That's nice.
Puts us on the map. Puts Townsville.
You're on the map, guys.
Emma Gillespie, she is the host of Mamma Mia's True Crimes Conversation podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Once Upon a Crime, we do it every week. Have a good one, Emma.
Thanks for having me, guys.